Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. Today we've got an exciting guest. Luis, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, my name is Luis Cabrera. I am a program manager in the Azure Machine Learning team.
Perfect. And you're here to talk about machine learning in what aspect?
I'm going to talk about the marketplace in the Azure Machine Learning.
Perfect, perfect. So this is going to be kind of exciting because a lot of people don't know that they can take kind of their experiment and their model and publish that and actually generate revenue off of this, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. Right. So it's very exciting. And as I have in the vision here in the background, and one of the reasons that I actually joined this team is that really we are democratizing machine learning. Mm-hmm. We're making it accessible to everyone, right? To the enterprise, to data scientists, to developers, information workers, everyone, right? So as you probably know about the Azure Machine Learning Studio, you can rapidly create models and experiment. It's built on the browser and uses Azure behind it.
Right.
So it's very, very easy to create experiments, but not only that, right? So we're going to talk about a layer above of that, which is the machine learning apps marketplace. Mm-hmm. So the way it works is when you create an experiment, or you can very easily create a web service that allows you to create predictions.
Yep.
Right? So just a few clicks, and now you have a web service on top of Azure that can expand.
Yep.
And you send it your input, and it gives you a prediction as the input. Right?
Okay.
So on top of that, we have created a marketplace where you can go and just give it your data, and it will create the predictions for you.
Mm.
You don't even need a data scientist at that point, right? So really, for instance, Channel 9 was interested in creating recommendations with us, right?
Yep.
And you guys don't have a data scientist in your team.
No,
right?
No. Not that I know of.
We have great developers, though, right?
Yep.
And so they contacted us, and we said, yeah, it's actually very easy for you to create recommendations.
Yeah.
And later on, we'll walk through the process of going through that. But the core aspect of this is that it's very, very easy for people to consume these services.
Right. Okay.
I kind of think of it as when my dad wanted to get a suit coat in the past, right, when I was a kid. He will actually go to the tailor, right, and
mm-hmm.
he will have a custom suit made. That was the way that you used to get suits in Guatemala, where I was from, right?
Yeah, had them custom made, yeah.
Right, and you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, if the tailor was really quick at sewing, then he will get his suit coat just for him, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He doesn't do that anymore. He
right.
he you know goes to the mall and then tries the suit coat on. It works, right? There is plenty of variety there.
Maybe a small adjustment here or there, right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, within 5 minutes he has a suit coat.
Yeah.
Right. So we should do the same for data science.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It should be very, very simple for you to say, okay, here is my data. Let's say in the example of recommendations, you're not the first one to encounter that problem, right?
Sure. Yep.
So it should be very easy for you to say, okay, is there a recommendations engine out there?
Perfect. Right? Okay.
So that's very, very exciting for us to have a marketplace where consumers can go, where the producers can go as well and say, okay, so I have this offering, and have them both
I have this
together.
Recommendation engine.
Exactly.
Right, things like you know, one of the samples out there is flight data or banking data, things like that. I've got this recommendation. I want to make it publicly available so people might be able to consume this.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Use this data, yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
So actually, let me see if I can show you some of our offerings. Let me go to Azure, Microsoft.com. Azure.com/ML will actually take you here. And one of the links here is the ML Marketplace. And this will take you to the Microsoft Azure Marketplace, the data market in this case. We actually started putting some of these offers as well in the management portal. They have a new marketplace, and I'll show you that in a second. But the important thing here is that you have a lot of offers, right? So for instance, there is this clustering model API. So you can send your data and it can cluster it for you. Frequently bought together. You can send your transaction data and it can tell you which items are purchased together, right?
Yeah, these are things that are already out on the marketplace.
Yeah, these are actual offers in the marketplace. Some from third parties, mm-hmm. and a lot from first parties, from Microsoft. We are actually very, very engaged and want to have very good offers there. So, but let me give you some examples. So we have, for instance, an anomaly detection API.
Okay.
SQL Azure actually uses it.
Interesting. Yeah,
so they have to keep this SLA of 99.99%, right?
Yeah.
And in order to do that, they have to be able to predict whether one of their servers is likely to go down, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, they use our anomaly detection API, and they can tell, based on the number of exceptions that are happening on any given machine, which machines are likely to give them problems.
Oh, interesting. Right. That's just
one example.
Like that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're working on another offer for churn prediction, for customer churn prediction.
Interesting.
So if you have a store, and you see there are patterns of consumption of your customers, and the churn prediction engine can tell you, you know, these 20 customers are very likely to leave you next month.
Oh.
And then
and possibly why they might be leaving you and what you can do to get them.
What you can do is the interesting question, right? Maybe you email them or maybe give them a special offer.
Sure.
And so you can keep those customers.
Interesting.
Right?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, and we have recommendations. Text analytics.
Okay.
So for instance, if you have reviews for your website, it's kind of hard for you to read, you know, all the reviews, right? To get an idea of whether people think highly of your product or not.
It's an interesting one, yeah.
Yeah. So why not just pass it to a service, and then you can see if the sentiment of the reviews is positive or negative.
Yeah, it kind of gives you an insight into, okay, what can I do better to make my sentiment score go up.
Exactly. Yeah. And the good thing about all this is you don't need to create the models. The models are already there. You just bring your data. And then we can tell you the analytics.
And how easy is it to do that? Is it fairly easy to publish to the marketplace, or?
It's publishing to the marketplace is not something that you have to do very often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively easy, right? You just pretty much bring your offer, and which is a web service that is created for you. And we have videos that actually go through all those steps.
Yeah. So it's really right through the portal. There's a little link that says publish as web service, right?
Right. And you still have to provide metadata,
the
what does the service do, how do you want to charge, and so forth. And there is a very well-documented process to do that. What I would like to focus on is the consumption part of it.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of consumers out there that would love to use some of our offers.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
So, Scott, if you don't mind, let's actually try to pretend that we are customers of one of these engines.
Perfect. Let's go.
And so let's actually see. Let's take this, the recommendations engine, for instance. And when you go inside it, you will see that there is all kinds of documentation about it. And since I am familiar with it, I'll go straight into the sample application that uses it. So I already downloaded it, so I'm going to go straight into Visual Studio. And we'll go through the process. I will put fake accounts, account keys, and so forth.
Sure.
But we'll go through the whole process so someone that is seeing this for the first time knows how to do it.
Excellent.
And since Channel 9 actually
uses it,
then we'll see the results of that Channel 9 had.
Excellent.
Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing that you will see is that we ask you for your account it's hard for me to read.
Yeah, the email and account key.
Email and account key. You saw it, and I can't find it. So.
Right. Yep. Right in here. Email
okay.
And account
perfect.
Key. Yep.
Yes. And these are the first two parameters. These are the first two parameters that come.
Okay.
So we'll just change the default arguments, and I actually have my fake email and fake account key here, okay? And so you will get that from the Data Market account page.
Okay.
Right, so both pieces of information are there. And this is a fake key. Okay. So you will pass both pieces of information mm-hmm. inside. And let's save this. And then once you do that, you really need just two more things. You need a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually use Shannon 9's catalog.
Okay.
A catalog file. The way it works is it's some kind of identifier and then metadata such as the name for the entry.
Right. Okay.
Right? So they could have a data exposed video. Then there will be a GUI for the specific video, and then it will say data exposed with Scott. And
right. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
so
good example.
And then okay, so let's take a look at one of those files. This is the actual real file that we used. So you can see it's some. Let me bring up that. Okay. So it's and you have entries in other languages. I mm-hmm. noticed actually, which is pretty cool. So you have some kind of GUI, and then. Some name, right, for the
show, yeah,
for the show, and then
as an example, yeah,
and then the last column says that that's an actual entry.
Okay.
All right. So then, you have a usage file, and these are actually your usage logs, such as somebody clicking on a video to look at it.
Okay.
So, really, this is the hardest part, just generating this data, because you have to go to the logs and get it. Let me bring it up. All right. So, well, it's coming. It's a pretty big file, yep. Several hundred megabytes. This is an example. So, this is at the beginning is the ID of the user.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that sometimes you use the IP address, and sometimes I imagine when the user signs in, you actually have a GUI for that user.
Right.
And then it has the next in the next column the name of the or the GUI. Of the show
mm-hmm.
that they saw.
Of the content they viewed, yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right. And then the time when they did that and the action. In this case they clicked on it.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And the reason that's important is because this same recommendations engine could be used for purchases as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you could have like click data and purchase data, for instance. So okay, so we're gonna point that to so I have already the paths here, so we will point or recommendations engine to use this catalog and usage files. One thing I should point out is that we consume usage files of up to 200 megabytes.
Okay.
So that caught me the first time. I passed a bigger file. But you can pass several files if you really need to pass
okay.
additional data.
So you, can, if it's, so you can break them up into smaller chunks
exactly.
and pass them all.
That's what
okay.
I did. Right.
Okay, great.
Okay, so perfect. And then I am going to replace the sample catalog that they have there with our sample, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then just put an at here. And then, what am I doing wrong? It's two arguments. Oh, sorry, did I do something wrong? Oh, sorry, yes, I replaced more than I was supposed to. Okay, there we go.
Yep, you still.
Okay, and pass the at, just so that the slashes are okay, right? And then
we
have to pass the usage file, correct? And I'm just gonna pass one for now. Okay, oops, sorry. Nothing like coding in front of 1,000 people. Perfect. Okay, there you go. And then once you do that, we're done. We're done. We can press F5. I'm not going to do it. That will take a few minutes to actually
okay.
generate the model. And then this will produce a model in on a web service where you pass an item, and it will return you items that people are likely to.
So this will actually generate the model.
Exactly. Right. Right. That's it. Right. I just needed your data and your account key so that I know whom to charge.
Yep.
In this case, this is a free offer, but
right.
And then once that exists, the output is a web service that you can pass a show.
Yep.
And it will return you. Oh, okay, someone that saw this show is very likely
to want to
see these other shows.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So but you guys already even put it inside your website. Let me actually go to channel 9. Here, let's do this. So when you're done watching a show, you actually show the related videos to that show.
Wow.
So the customer can go say, oh, okay, so they saw this. This is actually a show, I think, that you produced.
Yep.
Row level security in Azure SQL database. And the person that is likely to see that is also very likely to see Azure SQL Database
next gen
release preview.
Wow, this is
great. It's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, this is wonderful. So ChannelAI is actually using this recommender to say,
right,
hey, once you've watched this, here's some other shows you might be interested in.
Exactly.
Because other people have watched this, they've also watched these, so right, that's
right,
interesting.
Right.
So one of the examples that you see in machine learning and the machine learning samples is kind of a movie recommender, which is much like this, right?
Exactly.
The people that watch this have also watched these shows and recommended these shows.
Right. Yeah.
So this makes it very easy to start consuming some of these services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was almost trivial, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to understand about neural networks or
yeah,
or binary
decision
trees. Be a rocket
scientist to figure this out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And we want to really make it predictive analytics and machine learning consumable for everyone. That's really the key point.
Yeah. Here. And it makes it very easy to do that. I had a question. Now you said that there's videos on how to, there's steps and videos and how
right,
to, and already right, how to do this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, if you go to, let me actually take you there. So if you go to azure.com/ml,
mm-hmm,
here, let me bring up, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then that will bring up the machine learning main page.
Yep.
And this will actually show you not only how to use the marketplace, but it will actually take you to places as the studio and how to use the machine learning studio, which is a little bit more involved, but it's still very, very easy.
Yep, and we have some videos on how to do that here.
Exactly,
on
right. So you can get started now for free.
Yep.
And you can go to the Machine Learning Center there as well, and that has a lot of get started documentation, tutorials, videos, and so forth.
Right.
So, as a matter of fact, the publishing machine learning video is right there for people to consume.
Excellent.
So
okay,
it should be very, very
wonderful,
simple.
Okay.
Scott, I want to mention one last thing,
okay,
which is that today, if you go to, let me see, and I actually put it in a different browser, I think. Nope. If you actually go to manage.windowsazure.com, the Azure Management portal,
mm-hmm,
they have this new marketplace in preview.
Right.
And if you go there, you can actually consume some of our services.
Right, yeah, from the portal.
From the portal.
Yeah.
And that's important because one of the benefits from consuming from the portal is that you can actually, for big companies, you can pay without having to use a credit card, right?
Right,
so
yeah, yeah.
You have enterprise agreements and so forth.
Okay.
So here it is. And for instance, this is the anomaly detection API that we support, right? And you can consume it from here as
okay,
well. Yeah, so do you have any additional questions?
No, this is great. So this is a great way for people to understand, hey, I've got this. We may have this experiment already. It's worthwhile to take it to the next step and maybe make it available in the marketplace for
right,
people to consume this
right,
data, right?
Right, right.
So I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say confusion. I think they know the first part, right? They know, okay, I can create an experiment.
Right.
But they don't know that, oh, hey, there's this little button down there where I can actually create a web service off of this. And and through that process, publish to the marketplace
right,
and make
right,
this data available to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make the model available
yep,
and worldwide.
Worldwide,
right?
So
you can actually publish here in the United States, and then someone in Guatemala can consume
it
the web
yeah,
service. And the way that people get paid is through transactions
yep,
right? So you can create a plan that says, oh, you know, you can get 10,000 transactions a month, and each transaction costs a tenth of a penny, for instance.
Right. Yeah.
And then get paid accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is fantastic. Lewis, thank you for coming.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks for, appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, love to have you back and maybe dive a little bit into this, maybe walk through an example of, you know, specifically on, hey, you know, what does it take to publish?
Yeah, we
like
can
that,
do that. Definitely.
Perfect.
We should
awesome,
do that.
Love
yeah,
to have you back.
Excellent.
Everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.